Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
So what's going on, Sammy?
Not much. What's great. Going on with you?
Sounds like a great podcast. Great start to the podcast.
Yeah.
Not much. N2M. JC.
And took my comment. Yeah.
You stole my joke the other day.
I didn't steal it. I just said it first because I thought of it.
Well, exactly. I did the same thing just now.
Okay. The fact that you're still thinking about that, I'm like a little bit surprised, honestly.
I'm over it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know we usually talk about like pop culture and celebrities and shit, but like all I can think about is the Supreme Court TBH.
Yeah. That's all that's happening right now. And even like the celebrity stuff that has to do with that, like Kim and Kanye potential divorce. I feel like we keep this environment apolitical. So,
when you say Kim and Kanye potential divorce, like I can't help but like smile really big.
Yeah, I can attest that you are smiling very big. But we like to keep this podcast apolitical. So but we do have a lot of thoughts, opinions, strong feelings, and information. So follow the SUP. That's where we talk about anything political, anything going on with world news, anything very serious. That's where we talk about that, but we still use our like funny voice. So where right. can people find the SUP, Sammy?
So we have we have the Instagram, obviously, at Betches_SUP, but even better, we have a podcast, the Betches SUP podcast, which is twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. And we also have a daily newsletter, which comes to your inbox around lunchtime and keeps you very informed and is super funny. And yeah. I'm not just complimenting myself because I do not personally write it. But if you want to sign up, betches.co/thesupsignup. You can win stickers. We will mail them to you if you sign up.
You can win stickers. No, they're really like cool.
They're amazing.
Everyone's obsessed with them.
Right. Everyone's obsessed with the stickers. And also just like, it's the only way to consume the news and like know what's going on without being bored to tears. So
bored to tears or felt like you're dumb.
Yeah. 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 There's no dumb people in the SUP. It's just me who's, you know.
No, I just mean like it doesn't feel like you're being spoken to, like you're dumb. You sort of feel in the know and you feel informed after you read it. As someone who is not in the know, after I read it, I feel informed and not dumb.
Yeah. it's like the news but explained through the lens of like the Real Housewives.
Yeah,
so super,
or like your funny informed friend.
It's very funny.
Anyway, but
Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, Kim and Kanye potentially divorcing. Kim is,
yeah, because he made an ass out of himself on SNL and yeah. like went on a psychotic rant.
I haven't
about,
watched
like,
it. I'm saving it. I'm saving it for this weekend because I don't have plans. and I don't plan to make any plans except maybe see the Lady Gaga movie.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about.
So you're going to watch like an hour of television and call that your weekend?
Well, I was thinking about also watching The Americans. I was going to work out.
The Americans. Yeah. Yes. The Americans is so good.
Yeah. I'm starting to get more. I need to put my phone away when I watch it because I get so
yes,
distracted.
You need to, especially because some of it is Russian, although you do speak Russian. So I think you can.
I have so much fun watching things when they speak Russian because I know who is and isn't Russian. When they're just completely,
none of them are Russian.
No, there are serious, there are Russians on the show,
like real, like
when they have Russian, except for the main characters who do not speak Russian, that it usually gibberish comes out of their mouth. Although I was impressed by Matthew Rhys,
Rhys
was saying some words. There were some words that were real with a good accent.
Nice. Did you happen to see the show Maniac yet? Yeah, I started
watching it. And I just can't.
I'm told that it will be my favorite show.
Oh, real? No, I'm telling you, it will not be your favorite show.
Well,
I haven't gotten to the end yet. It's really very, it tries really, really hard to be weird. And I don't like things like that.
Oh, I don't like that either.
It's like,
I like naturally weird things.
I liked it. It reminds me of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I loved, but I also liked it as a kid. And like, that's when it was cool to be weird. Like, oh my God, most insightful movie was Garden State. And then you're just like, no, it wasn't.
Can I tell you something? I didn't like the movie Garden State. I thought it was like trying way too hard, even at a young age. I knew it was trying too hard.
Well, I'm, yeah.
But I did know that the soundtrack was good. So yeah,
it was a good soundtrack. I love Natalie Portman and I love, you know, Jufros and big noses. So I love right. Zach Braff. It's like my type. So I just, you know,
yeah,
but that's what
speaking
I feel
of
like
big
Maniac
noses.
Is like, well, hold on. That's what I feel like Maniac is like. And I just can't get past Jonah Hill's like body, like fat loss that happens so fast, and you can see it just hang his skin hanging off, and it just like makes you
You're
feel
seeing
uncomfortable.
His phantom weight.
It just makes you
I
feel
haven't
uncomfortable.
Watched it, but I'll let you know if you are right
no,
about
you don't
what
see
I
his
think.
Phantom weight. You see his skin hanging like a t- turkey.
Oh my. Well.
Oh my.
Yeah. We'll see, because another friend told me that it will be my favorite show, and you're telling me I won't like it. So we'll see who's right.
But I haven't finished it yet, so I haven't seen like how they wrap it up. Maybe in that conclusion, maybe that's something you might like, because it is about like mental illness and all that stuff.
I love
but they make
illness.
It try to be too weird.
I like, don't like
it's
that.
Very contrived. I don't know.
She said it reminded her of Requiem for a Dream.
No, that is mastery. That is masterful. Requiem for a Dream is like,
Okay, well, we'll see. I will keep you all updated on my opinions.
You can't put Jonah Hill in Requiem for a Dream. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Well, I have not seen it. I really know nothing about it. So I just heard about it.
If you guys agree, disagree, tell us your opinions and your thoughts. Email slapped@betches.com. You can also DM us and I'll go on a rant.
I'm curious about everyone else's opinions on whether or not you think I will like it based on what I've said on this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. There is one pop culture thing that's kind of happening. It's happening, but it's not happening. Ariana Grande and Pete.
Right. It's not publicly happening, but it's happening in private, I'm sure. So Ariana.
Sammy's talking as if she's Gossip Girl. It's happening in private.
Yes, behind closed doors. So Ariana Grande has been canceling a lot of her appearances, and I've heard that it's because she's upset about Mac Miller. But then we heard from one of these like blind item sources.
Alleged. We read it somewhere.
Don't sue us.
We are not the source. No one can sue us.
No. These are blind items that that apparently Pete got Ariana into crack,
or like some not crack, but like, and I guess she's not
drugs.
Drugs, like some form of heavy duty drug.
You know when people say like crack or just like drugs, I'm just like, I don't even know which one. Like they're all just hard drugs.
Bad. Yeah.
Like I just feel like there's like marijuana, cocaine, Xanax, and then there's like everything else.
You put Xanax after cocaine?
No, I wasn't putting it in increasing order. Okay. I was just saying like those are like the standard drugs.
The standard drugs that people use like normally.
Right.
Like socially acceptable.
The socially acceptable drugs. And then there's like shrooms. Like people can do that, but no one like is addicted to shrooms.
Right.
That I'm aware of, at least.
No, I don't know. I've never done it and I've never planned to. I'm too scared.
Yeah, I don't like psychedelics.
I don't like psychedelics. I'm like affected by Advil. Like I can't.
Yeah, I just don't like psychedelics because like what the fuck will I do?
Right.
I don't like that.
Right.
I don't want to see weird things. Right. I'm afraid I'll be potentially traumatized and like never come back
sober.
From my trip.
Yeah. But anyway, so apparently she's been all fucked up for a while now, according to this blind item and very allegedly. But do you see that? Do you believe that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Here's the thing. I assumed that earlier.
I didn't.
And then I thought that she was like okay for a bit. She seems like she was maturing and coming into her own. But now, I don't know. I feel like this relationship is like kind of, it's good and it's not good. Like, I'm not really sure what to think. Like, apparently he went on Howard Stern. He was talking about how he like jerked off to her before they were dating.
Yeah.
To photos of her.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is like the craziest thing in the world, to be honest. Yeah. Like I think that's kind of normal male behavior. It is.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It just is.
Jerk off to anything that moves.
Right. An apple pie.
Oh. Right. That doesn't even move. Unless carried by someone.
Yes. A stationary jerk off object.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like this isn't the best relationship for her. But again, I feel like she maybe doesn't go for like the best men, but again, she's a celebrity, and what are really the options? Like, they're not going to be these like straight-laced guys.
I believe in like the good in the people. That's why I thought that like maybe they were really good for each other, because he was sober and she's like she's kind of clean. Maybe she smokes weed, and like I never saw her as the partying type. She like stays in and whatever, but like, you know.
Well, what I'm sort of like feeling about celebrities lately is that like maybe none of them are like sober. Unless they're sober or I feel like they all do drugs.
It's the same thing as normal people.
No, I think there's less drug usage. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what other people do.
Yeah, I guess we
other
don't.
Than like myself.
Right.
And but I don't know. I feel like maybe, but as a celebrity, I think you'd be even more prone to doing hard drugs, because think about like the intensity of their lives. Like it's just so extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being famous is a high in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know? So when you're having, your whole life is sort of this high, of course, and you have access to drinking and drugs and you're so much more like mature at a younger age, especially her.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you're so much more susceptible. You're partying a lot. You're always, and there's a lot of pressure. There's a, obviously like a need to numb yourself. So,
and yeah, and you're like, and the whole, like, it's not like you have a 9 to 5. You're sort of networking is going to parties. Like, you know, like all those Hollywood movies, Hollywood books.
Right.
What was that one that we liked? That we liked by Bret Easton Ellis?
Shit. The first one.
The first one.
It was so good.
So good.
It was short.
Short. That's why I loved it.
I'm like, I could say that it was like, what was anything it called? You repeat it.
No, I would.
It was called like, not In Cold Blood.
No.
A different guy. It was called, shit, I don't know.
First.
The first one that he was famous for, about the kids in Hollywood.
Yeah, there was a movie remade about it, but it sucked, with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
We'll come up with it.
Wikipedia, I'm sure you can find it. It was a great book. You should all read it.
Anyway, let us know what you guys also think about this, because maybe you read something that we missed, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I think is interesting in all of this? Kim Kardashian and Kylie, they don't do drugs.
Yeah, they don't. They're sobs.
You know, good for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like it's the kind of, maybe it's the kind of situation when you're like that famous that you can't just, you can't drink a little. You can't just dabble in drinking and weed. You have to, you kind of either are totally sober and you're not a partier and you're straight business, or you're kind of just doing it all and going a little crazy.
But I think that like back in the day, you couldn't like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears era.
Less than zero.
Less than zero. Yeah, that was the book. Yeah. You can't get away. You couldn't get away with not partying hard. Whereas now it's like people still party hard, but it's not, there's not much pressure to do it because of all this like wellness. Hollywood. You know what I mean?
I do think there's still a lot of pressure to do it.
No, I do, but I just don't think like people like, say, you know, like, okay, you know, Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
She has that song, Hell Knows, in headphones. And like, I really like it. But the lyrics are like something about like everybody's making me go in line of the bat, like to go do coke, but I'll just stay at home and like work. And like, you know, I'll say hell no and I'll put on my headphones. Like, basically, the whole thing is like saying, like, I don't need to do drugs and like follow this party lifestyle just to be famous and continue, you know, to be myself.
Right. But again, that it really, it's, that's, what, that's what I'm saying.
I think
you can't
that kind
just
of
dabble.
Song wouldn't resonate with anyone then.
Well, I think you could, that song would still, I think songs like resonate because they like sound good, but I feel like that's what I'm saying.
No, I mean,
it's like
lyrics,
you're either kind of like sober and straight laced or you are partying. I don't think you can just be like an occasional dabbler.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard because we are in a bubble of our own friends and our own like who do certain things or don't do certain things. And then like, I don't know what they, I'm not friends with Ariana.
I am.
Okay, wait. Speaking of drugs and crime, we just launched like the other day a brand new.
It was yesterday.
Well, no, this is coming out tomorrow,
true.
Sammy.
Sorry, I have no sense of what day it is.
Zero. We launched a new podcast and it is called Not Another True Crime Podcast. Basically, we launched the whole first half of the first season, right?
Yes. It's like The Sopranos.
It's The Sopranos season 6A.
Yeah.
And it's really fucking good. Every single episode, we're not the host, but our editor-in-chief, Sarah, who's literally amazing, and our writer,
Hannah Perkins.
Hannah. Thank you, Sammy. Basically, just go over different types of conspiracies or different types of crimes or whatever per episode.
I'll tell them what the topics are. The topics, I listened to the whole thing. The topics are Scientology, did the Royals kill Princess Diana? Why did Brittany Murphy die? A conspiracy.
Ooh.
Buddha Field, Wild Wild Country, and shit, there's one more. that I'm not remembering right now.
I don't know.
Oh, but Fyre Festival.
Yes, so good.
Ja Rule's Rule in Fyre Festival. So okay. Check it out on all the places that one would listen to
just
a podcast.
Just look up Not Another True Crime Podcast.
And also follow at NATC Pod.
Yes.
On Instagram. The memes are very good.
Yeah. Sarah's like a meme. Like
a fire memer.
Yeah, she's so good.
She should make that her Instagram handle.
Yeah. And more plugs. Just because we're here, you know, we have you here. I'm sure you heard it. I'm sure you've seen it everywhere. Our book. Oh my God. I can't even remember what it's called.
It's literally in front of her.
I know. It's called When's Happy Hour. Work Hearts You Can Hardly Work. It is available for pre-order. It's going to be out literally in a few weeks. October 23rd, it comes out. We are really excited. First of all, we have a lot of little happy hours centered around it. And we wanted to read you an excerpt from it just because, like, we thought we're really funny, you know, and we wanted to share it with you guys. But also, we're having a contest on InstaStory right now. You can enter in a chance to win a Neverfull bag, a Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag. That's like the tote with the...
It's the cliche one.
The best. It's so nice.
It has, and it's cliche.
It has the little tiny squares on it. It's very cute. And basically,
you can tell
we're
fashion bloggers because we refer to them as the little tiny squares.
All you have to do is pre-order the book, screenshot it, and send your screenshot to whh@betches.com. And that is your entering to win from now to when the book comes out, October 22nd. So
October 23rd.
Well, you can enter until October 23rd.
On 23rd,
you find out if you win, Sammy, if you read the rules.
Right.
Okay. So we want to read you an excerpt. Do you want to read it?
We can switch off.
Okay, we'll switch off. Basically, this is from page 111, chapter. What chapter is it?
This is like the Bible. She's giving you the chapter and verse.
Psalm.
It's from Corinthians 2.
Corinthians to whom it may concern. Chapter 3, how to get a job. Okay, and the section is the five people you meet in cross out in hell. And instead it says at work and how to deal with them. So instead of hell, it says at work.
So it's like how to deal with your shitty ass coworkers or your good ones, as you will hear as Aileen's about to start reading.
Okay, I'm going to start. And it's not going to be long, but if you want to, if you already pre-ordered and you don't give five fucks, just fast forward. Okay. The five people you meet in hell, cross out at work and how to deal with them. You're going to come across lots of different people throughout your career, but there are definitely a few distinct personality types you'll encounter no matter where you go or what industry you're in. Figuring out which type you're working with and how to deal with them can be just as critical to your success as learning how to properly word a passive aggressive refrigerator note. And I'll read you the refrigerator note. To whomever does not close the office hummus container. Don't think we don't know who you are. Next time we see you forgetting to double press the Sabra top, we're going to ban you from future access to any office tips.
Oh yeah, I'm crying. I've literally like read that 1,000 times.
I know. Okay, Sammy, you read. The first person.
Okay, the first person that you meet in hell / at work is the tryhard. Think Tracy Flick, Hermione Granger in the early books before she became cool. Warner Huntington III's new fiance. We all know her. She practically enters your boss's asshole as her shipping address when she shops online. Both a social climber and an overachiever, she's the worst combination possible. She's the one organizing her desk drawer by paperclip size and correcting your grammar in a casual work email. There's nothing more to really say about her because we're all on the same page and we're all already picturing someone we know. How to deal with her. Stay far away when you don't need her for anything. Be nice to her when you do. There's no need to be too close to someone who bothers you unless you absolutely have to be. And if you need her help with something, she'll probably do a really good job. But other than that, you should stay away because she's likely a competitive little bitch and you definitely don't need that stress in your life. I should do audiobooks, right?
Yeah. Yes, okay. You should.
Keeping that in mind, always be nice and neutral towards this person because chances are high that she has a good relationship with higher management. Remember, the bosses don't call her a tryhard. They call her employee of the month. And you don't want her undermining you because of some random personal vendetta about the time she was in the bathroom stall next to you when you were talking shit about her to your work bestie.
Well, so we're not going to keep going, but other people include the hot mess, the outsider, the regular person you are just chill with, and your work wife. And so we keep going, and there's so much more in this book.
And none of these people represent anyone we work with.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Don't worry. The Betches office is quite harmonious. And everyone loves each other.
Yes.
And you can pre-order at betches.co/WHH. And you can read another excerpt there, too.
Yes.
Shall we do an advertisement?
Yes. So
advertisement?
Yes. So before we go into our emails, we wanted to quickly just talk about... So Sammy and I host the Diet Starts Tomorrow podcast, where we talk about like wellness and like the bullshit around wellness. But and we always talk about supplements. And
we get a lot of questions about supplements.
And honestly, like... I've tried, there's this company called Ritual who I feel have solved the problem with the supplements thing, because it's a monthly subscription and all of the vitamins and minerals you need come in one pill.
Yes.
And as a person who forgets, I mean, my experience with supplement taking is that I literally had to buy a pill box, like a grandma,
like an old person
had to fill it in every Sunday morning, and you know, and just like try to remember to take my vitamins, and I'm not even sure if I'm taking the right dosage for me. And so when I heard about Ritual, I kind of got really excited, because it's one pill bottle, one pill that has everything that you need.
Right. And also, I feel like a lot of the times when you are buying these supplements, a lot of times people get them on like Amazon, or they don't really, we're not nutritionists. We're not dietitians. We don't know which supplements are like actually legit. It seems like everyone and their fucking mother is coming out with their own supplement.
Right.
But Ritual is really awesome because it's vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. It's made in the United States, so like no creepy China shit, without synthetic fillers or colorants. So it's the closest to natural that you can really get, unless you want to like chew on a plant or something.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. It really is catered to, you know, people like us and kind of like our lifestyle. It's subscription based, so there's no like days where you miss it or you don't have it. You don't even have to go to the pharmacy to refill it.
Oh my God.
And it's only $30 a month and delivered to your door. And I will say, as a person who has done the individual supplement thing, that shit could run you like $80 to $100 a month.
Yeah. Fully, plus the pill box.
Pill box not included. Yeah, exactly. In the price. So this is only $30 a month, and it gets delivered to you, and it's just amazing. So I mean, it's clear this is necessary. 95% of women don't get the vitamins and minerals they need on a daily basis, and this one includes the 9 ingredients that women lack the most.
So go to ritual.com/betch. That's BETCH. Choose clean ingredients backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/betch.
And Aileen is a woman of science.
I am.
She's always been.
Even the thing about the subscription base, I'm such a procrastinator, and I wait till there's one thing left and I'm like, same. Damn it. What do I do now? Right. You know?
I'm like, I gotta push this expense into next month. Yeah. My budget.
Exactly. So honestly, it's really easy. You guys should check it out. Right.
And it's easy because, okay, also when you do the different things, they all run out at a different time. So you have no really way to track your costs.
Yeah, because you like just drop one and like who knows where it went, like under your
dog
sink.
Ate it.
Oh, dude, is that how? Yeah. So no, anyway.
I just made that up. $30 a month, delivered to your door, ritual.com/betch.
Okay, so let's do an email.
Yes.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
You do the email.
Since we were talking about work, hey ladies, so I'll try to make this as brief as possible because I'm guessing you are too bored or whatever. I'm at work and I don't have all day here, people. I can't read today. or like I need my glasses. I quit my last job just over 2 years ago, but for what was meant to be my dream job. I was pretty close to my old manager. She's just a few years older than I am.
Do you want me to do it?
I need to go to sleep.
Okay.
No, I'm reading it. I'm going to get through this. And she became a really great work BFF. When I left, she was pretty bummed, but didn't get weird and take it personally. And we're still on good terms. It became one of those... We text occasionally and keep saying we're going to meet up. She's slamming at the way I read. We keep saying we're going to meet up and catch up, but it never happens. She lives on the complete opposite side of London. Oh, this girl's in London. London for me. And she's now dating a guy who lives in Zurich. So she's not around much. Plus, she's one of those people who's always freakishly busy. Always has been. To be fair.
No one's that busy.
Should I read this in an English accent? To be fair, the last time we actually had a rough plan to hang out, she'd suggested we get breakfast before work. Woof. And I had to cancel last minute because I don't remember why. It was a few months ago. I ended up seeing her earlier.
She made up an excuse is what she's not saying.
I think it was because it was too early, clearly. I ended up seeing her earlier this month at a wedding for a mutual friend who she still works with at my old company. It was really great to see her. And again, we did the whole let's make plans and really catch up. We texted a bit. But again, she was going away slash I had a family coming to visit. So it just didn't work out. Anyway, I do still really want to catch up with her and all. But I am now looking for a new job. And I'd like to ask her if she can write me a letter of recommendation to have in my arsenal for applications. I think I should just text her and be upfront about it. We did briefly talk about the wedding, about how I'm not 100% happy at my job. So I don't think it would be a big surprise. I just don't want her to think I keep engaging with her while let's catch up chat because I want something from her. She could say she doesn't feel like she's in a position to write one. We haven't worked together in 2 years now, but I'd still want to hang out with her. Do I text her and ask? Do I text her and ask and mention hanging out? I'm on board with the whole if you don't ask, you don't receive, but I want to approach it in a way that makes her want to write it. You dig? Also, there are a few people from my company that I'd want to ask for recommendations from, but I haven't stayed as close touch with them. Any suggestions on how to ask? Cheers and beers to you from London. Sincerely, get me out of here, bitch.
I just want to note that one of the people who you meet at work in that chapter, who we didn't read, is your work BFF.
Oh, so, your work wife.
Your work wife.
Yeah, I did mention.
Oh, but we didn't read it.
Yeah, we didn't read it.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this is so not a big deal, but I think what's not being said is that neither of them want to hang out with each other that badly.
Right.
And it's not like a personal offense thing. Like sometimes you have friends who you're close with because you're in a certain situation together, and that work is one of those situations. Like maybe you're like on a team together or something. Like it doesn't really matter and it's okay. And for that reason, I think you could just text her and ask her both to hang out and to write the recommendation.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's going to mind.
She really won't. I think that if you just say like, hi, I can't believe we still have not met up yet. Let's get drinks, whatever. Yeah. I do like it. This is completely
separate from us hanging out.
I do have a favor to ask you. You can totally say no. I'd understand. But I need a recommendation, blah, blah, blah. Just say it. Keep it short. Be genuine. Make it seem forced. She's not going to be like, oh, what a bitch. You
just
only need
literally
me for
type
recommendation.
What Aileen just said.
Yeah, literally just type what I said. If you need it, I'll just write it out for you.
Yeah, she'll email you back. Yeah. Also, if she doesn't want to write it, you can ask someone from your office, even though you haven't worked with them. It's not weird. It's normal. People have things on their resume from more than 2 years earlier, and it's completely understandable that you don't want to ask your current job for a reference. You want to ask your previous job for a reference, and they know that they're your previous job. This is one of those things where it's like, it's not weird. It's just not.
And like people also like mature people who are in the workforce.
In theory,
understand work is work and it's not to be taken personally. While again, that is in theory, but if you just ask someone to write you a rec, they'd be like, I'm more than happy to, or they'll say I'm uncomfortable and you ask somebody else.
Right. And also if she says she's uncomfortable, then you don't even have to keep going out to breakfast with her.
Exactly. Who needs to wake up early?
Okay. Not one who would want to succeed in their career.
Exactly. Before we go on to the second email, we have some more exciting things to share with you. So,
and this is about bras.
This is about bras.
A company that I happen to love, and I'm actually even wearing it right now, not on purpose, did not know we were going to be talking about this.
That's
Third
amazing.
Love.
Third Love.
It actually is like my top bra.
Top bra?
Yeah. They should make a movie.
Instead of top bra. Top bra.
It's the female.
Okay, so why do you like it? What's the deal?
So it's just very comfortable. That's number one. It's extremely comfortable. Also, they have a ton of sizes. They have more than any other brand. They have half sizes. They just added 24.
She's literally grasping her chest
I just want to get a feel for the bra. So they just added 24 new sizes, making them the industry leader with a total of 70 sizes. They have cups A through H, bands up to 48, which is very inclusive. So
that is inclusive.
We're proud of you, Third Love, as the host of Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Yeah, and as a person who loves taking quizzes about literally anything, they have...
What are you, BuzzFeed?
Yeah, no, I love to just find out something that
what
I already know about
French
myself.
What kind of French toast are you?
Yeah. Well, actually, this is interesting because I've gotten fitted like for bras in person, like at one of those stores,
that.
And it's miserable because...
The women treat you like shit. They're like... oh, you are just like this size. You're wearing the totally wrong thing. It's like, okay, yeah. Well, it's because someone like you helped me last time.
Exactly. So to make that, to make a solve for that, Third Love has a Fit Finder quiz, which I've actually taken, and it's really fun to take. It takes less than a minute. You just answer a simple of like few questions to find your perfect fit. And then they help you identify your breast size, shape, which is shape is really important. It's not just like your right. cup size and your, you know, the number plus a letter.
Right. There's
a
no shape. One talks about that.
Yeah, for sure. Nobody talks about that. And I think it's really, really interesting. And I like that it's, and it's really, if you understand a woman, that's how you must fit a right. bra. You it's know
like
what
the,
I mean?
It's like bras for women, actually made by women for yeah. once in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to plug the whole feminist career bit again.
So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/betch now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's Third Love, thirdlove.com/betch, BETCH, for 15% off your first order today.
That Yay. That is not first love. It's not second love. It's third love.
okay.
Let's read another email.
Read another.
Okay. I'll read this one because you forgot your glasses. Okay. Dear Betches, first of all, I need to start off with all your well-deserved praise. I'm literally obsessed with all of your podcasts. I wish there was a new one every day. I feel like there is. And every time I read a bachelor recap on your website, I actually laugh out loud. So I don't read those at work anymore. LOL.
That's a good
idea. Anyway, I'll jump right in. What do you do when your friends aren't cutting it anymore? That's the point I'm at right now. I've always been the type to have a few very close friends rather than a huge network, which I now regret because it's not leaving me with other people to turn to. My two closest friends have taken the whole say no to plans mentality very seriously. They genuinely just don't enjoy doing anything anymore. And not just with me, but with anybody. They just sit at home with their boyfriends. I'm also in a relationship, but I still like to spend time with people other than my boyfriend. We're all 26, so I don't want to go out and party every night. I just want friends who want to get out and do activities. It might seem extreme, but I feel I've done it all I can to keep the friendship alive for the last year or so, but I don't even bother texting them anymore because I know they'll respond with a lame excuse. It's sad that our friendship has been reduced to texts and missed phone calls, but I don't know what else to do. I've been trying to branch out, but most of my coworkers are quite a bit older than me, and most of my other friends from college have spread out to different cities. How do I find a group of people who actually like getting out and doing things? Sincerely, Betch with lame friends.
That's hard. I'm going to be honest.
Right, I know. I feel like this is a typical thing that actually happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
And I feel like, okay, here's the thing. You're not going to find a new group of people. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. There are no groups forming unless they're formed around some sort of activity. Like, I know a lot of people like do like
basketball,
like Zog Sports is popular. Yeah, it is.
I'm like, what is that?
It's a thing where people like do teams. Like, I don't know. I haven't done it, but it's a thing.
Because my friend plays basketball.
Right. People do activities. Like, they do extracurricular activities, I guess.
You know, for school credit.
You can learn. College credit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people make friends from work. You might go to like a networking event or like a happy hour or something. And like, you might hit it off with someone. If you have like a political cause you're interested in and you go to like some sort of thing, you might meet someone there.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find like a group of people who's going to like become friends, become your new group at this age until you like become a mom and
Yeah, a lot of people make friends with the moms.
So have a baby.
Yeah. I do think though, like just really dig deep, think about like what activities you like, maybe like something that you could talk about all day with, like Sammy and I could talk about like dieting and stuff all day. And so we started a Diet Star Tomorrow Facebook group where all people do is talk about diet.
Oh.
I mean, join maybe Facebook groups that like are city specific or something like that. Vet them out, make sure nobody's like a serial killer, and maybe like figure out a way to hang out that way. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, I think that looking for like a new group is not the aim. I think you want to find like one person that you genuinely connect to and not just in a desperate move to like find a person to connect to. Like, you don't have to like, I wouldn't like seek out this person hardcore. Like, I would just kind of be open to being friendly to new people that you meet. And like, just, I know a lot of us, you know, it's sort of like a cultural thing to like be antisocial and say no to plans, like you said. And it is a thing that honestly, people do. They go in phases. Who knows? Your friends might decide that they don't want to just only talk to their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And they might decide to like actually reach out. See, I don't. Here's the thing. Even if you like have a boyfriend, like, don't you want to still like catch up with people? Yeah, like, occasionally?
I don't get that. Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, I'm the kind of person who like tends to isolate also. But like, I still want to like catch up with people. Like,
yeah, I still want to go out.
So frequently, you know what I mean?
But okay, what you were saying before, totally agree. Don't force it. Like with anything, like getting a boyfriend or anything, don't seek it out. Like the less you try.
Well, seek it out in the sense of like put yourself in new there. Situations.
Put yourself out there. But right. Don't like harass anyone like to hang out. And like don't, you know, just put yourself in new situations and like just put yourself out there, and then maybe someone will come to you, or like you'll come together and like equally, but not like you know, forcing it.
Okay, you could like, I don't know, okay, something that my boyfriend tells me is that he's made a lot of friends at the gym.
Okay,
like he says he goes to like the same classes like typically week after week, and that he's now become friendly with people from these classes.
Well, he's very friendly. Right,
he is friendly, but you know, maybe this girl could be friendly. Like, you don't have to be so, you know, you don't have to be like, okay, like we just met, we like have a 5-minute conversation. Yeah. Let's get coffee. It doesn't need to be like that extreme. It could just be like, okay, I met you a few times. Maybe we cross paths at the gym or some, I don't know, some class.
And this is crazy.
Don't
Here's
do that.
My number. You guys finish it.
Don't do that to make the friends. Yeah. Just kind of like switch your mindset into like not making friends to making friends. And then you might like,
but then don't
off with someone.
But I just mean don't harp on it. Like don't be like, okay, she called me. Okay, what do we do now? Is she going to be my friend? And then fantasize about having a friend.
No, it's the change from being closed to being open in your mind.
Yeah.
It's not really about like how even you would like act necessarily. It's just like,
change
from closed to open. And like, if it like happens, like don't be like weird about it.
Yeah, don't be weird.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some games.
Okay.
Okay, Triana made these for us, so.
They're so weird.
They're very weird. She was in a mood. Okay, would you rather not have a refrigerator or share a bathroom with everyone on your apartment floor?
Not, is this like my college dorm? Like, what the fuck? I didn't have either of those. Yeah, I did both
well,
those
let's say you lived in your real life.
Okay, I'd rather...
I would never share it. I can't.
Yeah, I would have to not have a refrigerator.
Yeah,
I'm just like, where would you keep all your produce?
I would just eat it all like in 2 seconds.
Oh, right. It might actually cause you to like
go food shopping or just buy like dry foods.
Ew. Okay. Would you rather take a Jello shot the minute you wake up every morning, or do a body shot off your boyfriend/fiance 3 times a week, any time of the day? I would rather do the body shot.
Yeah, take a body shot. Why would I take a Jello shot the minute you wake up every morning, or do a body?
Right, the body shot is just like,
it's the same thing.
It's like just taking 3 shots a week,
and it's
basically
keeping you guys close.
Right, you're constantly having to like.
Yeah, because it's only 3 times a week as opposed to all every day.
I also like would prefer to take just a regular shot than a Jello shot.
Jello was pretty good.
I don't like Jello.
I used to make Jello.
Why do I remember that?
No, like when I was younger, you know how they had the Jello things, you'd make it with like hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I didn't have enough patience for it to set. And I also just don't like it that much.
I think it was because my mom was always on a diet and they had that like sugar-free Jello.
Yeah.
And sugar-free pudding. Oh, I love pudding.
I was not into those things.
Do you like pudding?
It's fine.
I love pudding.
I like that alcoholic pudding we have in the fridge.
Oh,
here.
Ooh, you want to have some? No,
yes.
I think.
Oh, I'm totally down for
last
that.
Last one. Would you rather your apartment be haunted by a ghost? Oh my God, never. Or have a mouse that you can't get rid of? Mouse. 100% mouse.
I don't know. Is it a friendly ghost?
It's Casper.
Is it a ghost that I like?
I don't know.
If it were a ghost that I like, I would get a nice ghost.
Mouse. 100% mouse. I don't will it for myself, but I'm...
As long as it's not a rat. What if it's a rat?
No, mice are cute.
What if it's a rat?
Oh, no.
I might.
What if it's not a friendly ghost?
Okay, not a friendly ghost or
a rat.
Huge rat king. Yeah. You know those rats that are like combined?
Oh, my God. Ew. What would you choose?
I don't know. Probably the ghost.
So you would choose the demonic ghost over the rat king?
Ew, like a rat?
I would move.
You can't.
You can't move. No.
What the fuck are these questions?
Jordana was like high or something. I would choose rat king.
Ew. I think I like the ghost.
They're animals. It's just a friend.
No, it's not. If it's a cute little white mouse.
No, it's a big rat. Sorry, Sam, it's a big rat. What are you choosing?
I choose the ghost.
You choose the devil over...
It's not the devil. It's okay. A ghost.
No, but it's not a friendly ghost. It's set out to like take over your body and you have to get an
exorcism. That's not a ghost too.
Yeah, it's a spirit. It's the same.
Spirits are nice. They're just unsettled because they have unfinished business.
Yeah, but not... Let's say it wasn't friendly.
Well, I would charm it.
No. You can charm a rat too. Just feed
ew,
it.
No, you cannot. No, then it would keep coming.
It's already coming.
Ew, I don't want the rat.
All right. I'm a woman of science. You're a woman of spirits.
That's totally true.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This has been an amazing episode. Don't forget to pre-order our book. What's it called again? When's Happy Hour? Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work.
This girl's an author. Yeah. Just going to note that.
Three times. We have a trilogy, Sammy.
She can't read. And she can't
call us
speak.
Lord of the Rings. We have a trilogy.
We have a trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They should make a movie out of the trilogy.
Yes. Betches 1, 2, and 3.
Can we do 7 books? Then we can be Harry Potter?
Yes. I haven't gotten through the first. Betches.co/WHH. And if you want to go directly like to Amazon or something, WHH/book. Okay.
No.
Yes.
That's Betches.co/WHH book. And if you pre-order and mail us a screenshot to WHH@Betches.com, you will be entered to win a Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag.
Yes.
The one with the little cute squares.
Yes. Okay. That's all. Bye.
Bye.